exciting.
I think Clark's going to shoot me.
Come aboard.
7:39 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay at Pensacola Morning News. Clark Merritt is the director of the Port of Pensacola. D.C. is in Europe right now, in Barcelona, I think in connection with the American Magic races are going on. Clark Merritt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, it was a very appropriate choice, Andrew, so that was good. You pulled that right out of your hat.
I asked him right before we were on the air. I said, what do you want me to play for the music? He says, I don't know, something, you know, boat-related. I'm like, I got it. So
yeah, I guess I'm Captain Stubing, maybe.
Yeah, so like Bruce Woody gets the Sanford and Son, you know, song, and you get the Love Boat song. So we're all like, you know, vintage TV themes this morning. So let's talk. Let's talk about American Magic a little bit. They had a win in their race just the other day. But what I think for a lot of people, it's still not entirely clear what is going on with American Magic, what the racing that's taking place in Spain means for us, and then what is the future of their presence at the Port of Pensacola in the city?
Yeah, great question. So like you mentioned, they are in the midst of competing for the Cup, for the 37th race of the America's Cup, being held in Barcelona right now. And correct, Mayor Reeves is over there cheering them on. What it means for Pensacola, they are the United States they're representing the United States in sailing against five other teams. It's a professional race. It's held every four and a half to five years, and it's a huge prestige thing. It's the oldest sailing trophy. It's the oldest trophy in sports, competitive sports, and it has been around since the 1800s. So it's quite an honor to have that. The United States had it for the longest time, and we lost it back in the 80s. There's some great documentaries on that for those of you who don't follow sailing. But more importantly, what it means for us is if they were to win, or actually when they win the Cup, they would come back. Yeah, and they would we would retain the Cup, and they get to set the rules for the next race. Like I said, it's held there about every four and a half years. So it would just highlight the United States and bring us to the forefront of the sailing world and Mecca and professional sailing for the foreseeable future. And that's really the impetus behind Doug DeVos, who's the principal of the team. He really wants to make the United States dominant in the sailing world like we were decades ago. So they chose Pensacola. He's committed to building a center of excellence, and that's what we are under construction right now at the Port of Pensacola. People who are driving up and down Bayfront can probably see that the big building with the steel structures and frames that if they look on the port. So that's we're under construction. We have de-skinned that building, and we are structurally making repairs to it after the damage suffered from Hurricane Sally. And then they will rebuild that over the next year and a handful of months. We will rebuild that so that American Magic will use that as a fabrication center and a training center to do just what I mentioned about being dominant world sailing.
And so when they get done with this race, regardless of whether they win, we certainly hope that they do. And if they do, then that brings all kinds of possibilities for, you know, having the next one be here, right? But either way, people are going to be seeing them again, practicing out on the bay and, you know, running their wild and crazy looking vessel at extremely high speeds on the bay as they're training. And there's a big component of people. It's like, what, 150 people plus family and everybody else who comes to town for this, I think. Is that right?
Absolutely. They have actually relocated from New England, the New England area, where they had several facilities. They've closed those down, and it's a pure relocation, which is why we were successful with Erica's help at the Economic Development Office and Mayor Reeves and Mayor Robinson working with Triumph to secure the funding to help with the project and the governor's job growth grant funding as well. So there's a ton of state and local grant money in this, as well as the port. The port is, that's port land, so that's our biggest asset right now is the land that we have. And so, you know, the city is fully invested in this. But yeah, they're going to be here for the long haul. We've signed a long-term lease with them. Like you said, they're bringing their families, and you know, it's a tremendous opportunity for those who maybe follow other professional type sports like NASCAR or Formula One. That's the way to think of these guys, is they are at the pinnacle of technological prowess when it comes to yacht design, yacht racing, and skills. So it's a very expensive endeavor as well to compete for the Cup. So, I mean, all in all, we're so fortunate to have them here right now. It's kind of hard to understate that.
Yeah, we, you know, people always say, you know, I married up. Man, we married up. You know, getting it by size of community. The Florida Ports Council is here for meetings?
Right. So Florida 16 ports, 16 public ports, we collectively are called the Florida Ports Council, and we meet semi-annually to confer about, you know, issues affecting the state and shipping. Pensacola is hosting the event. We'll have a conference. It's pretty much a closed conference. We do have some open to the public meetings, but it's all 16 ports are represented. You know, ports like Miami and Jacksonville's port, Jack's port, Tampa port, Fort Everglades, you know, the major South Florida ports, they're all in Pensacola enjoying the beautiful sunshine and humidity. We're going to take them to a Wahoos game tonight, so they will get to enjoy that. But we're really here to discuss increasing Florida's trade throughput and what we can do to grow the infrastructure across the state to accommodate you know, the throughput of cargo, more cargo. You know, South Florida is completely dependent on shipping for all their fuel. That's how Orlando gets its fuel for the airport. In addition to all the fuels for all, you know, automobiles, et cetera, everything comes in by vessel. So South Florida is completely dependent on the maritime commerce side. And the state realizes that, but so are we. I mean, we have tenants. One of our major tenants at the port is CMEX Materials. They're mm-hmm. bringing in bulk cement from Mexico. We're importing about 300,000 tons of that a year. And that cement comes in, gets sent to the batch plants across the region and turned into concrete for local construction projects. So, you know, maritime commerce and trade is greatly important to the state. And so it's great to have everybody here. Like I said, we meet semi-annually, and we usually move it around to the state. But this is the first time in, I think, 12 years that it's been in Pensacola.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's pretty unusual. All right. I thought it wasn't something I remember happening before, and I've only been here 10 years. So the last time was even before I came here. Pickleball courts, a project that obviously is not your project per se, but is on your territory. Where is that project at?
So for those who have driven downtown by the ferry landing, you know, the pickleball courts right now under construction are the outdoor pickleball courts.
Okay.
So the name is Portside Pickle, and you can see some signs that they have up. They have actually, they're pretty far along. They've actually relocated the fence. We had a security fence there that kind of separated the port from the ferry landing area and those parking lots. So they have moved that fence to the south so that they can construct the outdoor pickleball courts that are going to be phase one of their project. They are telling us, and they are well on track to be open probably right around when the first cool snap comes, let's say.
Okay.
You know, mid-October is what they're shooting for. So they're hot and heavy into it. We don't see any issues slowing construction down, knock on wood. And they're very anxious to get open, and I think you're going to hear a lot more from them as it gets a little bit closer. I know they've had international people in. They've had representatives from the Pickleball Association, if that's what you call it. I'm not quite sure, but these are going to be – these courts are going to be marquee courts. They're very excited about it, and the whole industry is very excited about it. So yeah, it's moving right along.
And I think that's the first real change in the fence perimeter, the fence line since I've lived here. I don't think we've had another one, you know, and the fact that they've already moved it so that they can be working on the public side because they've shifted that hasn't changed in a long time, right?
It hadn't changed in probably, I would submit, 30 years.
Wow.
At least.
Okay.
I think since we, you know, the Fish House parking lot is kind of the fence line for the northern barrier of the port.
Right.
So, and that was old warehouse port, port warehouse number four. And so, you know, that served as the perimeter. But yeah, it the port footprint hasn't been modified, like I said, in a long time. So okay. it really dovetails into the studies that were done about 4 years ago that we've been working towards,
right,
where with the growth from Palafox east and west, it's just a natural progression, you know, to the east, and to reutilize some of the port properties that are maybe more conducive to a public use versus a pure port use.
Right.
We're going to concentrate our port trade activities, our traditional maritime trade activities on the southern half of the port, and then redevelop the northern half of the port to what makes most sense for Pensacola and for us. Now, I will add real quick here, sorry, but I mean, our tonnage imports are the highest they've been in at least 17 years. So we have, our vessel traffic has tripled in 3 years. And so we are very active on the maritime commerce side. GE Vernova, the wind energy facility up off the Scenic Highway that everybody's probably seen the trucks with the nacelles on it and the hubs. Their last vessel that was in importing those cast components from Southeast Asia, they had over 600 heavy items come off that vessel, which is twice as much as any other vessel they've ever had. And the next vessel that we'll have this week is expected to have the same amount. So we are very busy down here.
And if people want to know more about the port, the Facebook page is usually updated with good information. If you want to know what you're seeing out there, you guys keep that pretty well maintained. Clark Merritt, he is the Port of Pensacola director, a thriving, bustling port with more things going on all the time, including soon pickleball and, you know, soon back home, American Magic. Clark, hey, man, thanks for the time this morning when D.C. was out of country. I appreciate it. And thanks for doing what you do to keep our port bustling, thriving, and making money for the city, man. That's good work.